chatting with Jacob Ellis. He is a born and bred Muswellbrook man. He has family ties all over New South Wales, and he's also an Indigenous mentor here in the Hunter Valley. Good morning, Jacob.
Hey, guys. How you going?
We're so good. So we're celebrating NAIDOC this week. So happy NAIDOC week. Let's firstly chat about the theme, Healing Country. What does that mean to you?
Healing Country, pretty much, there's a lot of things you can take from it. Everything to us as Aboriginal people, everything's connected. And Healing Country, we can be talking about the land, everything around us, the animals, and also the people as well. And with myself and a few of the lads who live in town here, and women as well, we're trying to strengthen the community. And with my work that I do, pretty much go into the schools and teach kids who they are, or help the kids to find out where they come from. And we believe in order to know where you're going, you need to know where you come from. And that's a part of healing. Same goes with looking after the land. So essentially, Aboriginal culture is based on sustaining a natural environment. And I'll ask you guys a question. Can you go to any water holes around here now and drink out of those water holes?
I honestly wouldn't have a clue.
I couldn't tell you, yeah.
Do you reckon you could go down the river and have a drink?
I mean, I wouldn't know what's in it.
You could, but yeah.
Would it be safe?
Probably not. But, nah, what I mean is in traditional times, everyone had roles and everyone had something, a way to give back. So we always talk about giving back instead of taking all the time.
Yeah.
In traditional times, all our waterways would have been nice and crystal clear. Everything would have been luscious. We would have ate seasonally, and it's trying to get back to that, and that's a way of healing as well. So all about looking after Mother Earth. We call Mother Earth Gunnifer Corner, and also healing all our people. So people knowing who they are and a bit more about where they come from. So, yeah.
And now you work with an organisation here in the Hunter Valley called Ochre Opportunity Hub, where you work with school-age kids. What do you do with those kids? How do you help them out?
So we moved back to town. We're originally from Muswellbrook, and a group of us moved back to town back in 2015, and we were part of Waka Gedi Dance Company, and pretty much we did cultural workshops, which consisted of language workshops, dance, tools, artefacts, storytelling, that we call Dreamtime Ngurrumpa, the Ngurrumpa stories, and pretty much everything about Aboriginal culture. Over time, I actually got a job with the Ochre Opportunity Hub, and it's a school-to-work transitioning program, and there are 5 hubs in New South Wales, one in Campbelltown, Liverpool, Tamworth, and Dubbo. Different Aboriginal organisations have to tender for those programs, but pretty much what they are is a school-to-work transitioning program, and to upskill young Aboriginal kids, and especially just after they leave school, to push them into the field that they are passionate about and what they want to do when they grow up. So, long story short, we try to help kids achieve their goals.
That's brilliant. Wonderful. We're chatting to Jacob Ellis. He's a local Muswellbrook man, and he's helping chat to us and raise awareness about NAIDOC Week. Jacob, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
That's all good, guys. Thanks for giving us a call and asking my opinion.